saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
My lips touch. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You could email me at Bruce@BruceAllen.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. As I said in the first segment, I have just launched the Because I Said So Kickstarter book campaign, and I really, really, really hope you will support it. Pledges can begin at $10, and they go all the way up to $1,000. All you do is go to Kickstarter.com and look for the Because I Said So commemorative book campaign. Probably you could just type in my name and you can get it. There are all kinds of fun and interesting prizes that I think are really quite unique to our campaign. I always forget to play the life lessons, and I like these life lessons because they're perennials, they're evergreens. So with my producer being ready, I hope, let's listen to one of them right now.
To action, to wait the positive ELMI, I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Life's not fair. Get used to it. How often have you heard your kids exclaim, "It's not fair"? My boys have heard only one response to that declaration. Yeah? Life's not fair, so get used to it. As parents, we must not indulge their frustrations. We must teach them reality. The same applies for those adults that refuse to grow up. Life isn't fair. Do your best, hope for the best, but sometimes the other guy or gal is going to win and not you. It may not be fair, but what is the alternative? Giving up? I say no to that. Life's not fair. So what? Get used to it. I'm Bruce Allen. You can find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Boy, that guy is harsh. Get used to it. Life's not fair. Well, you know something? It really isn't fair. And the irony of the playing of this particular life lesson is that the column and the topic this week is about exactly the fairness of life. So single parents often feel that they are martyrs. And what I express in the column is that I found during my dating years between marriages that a lot of the women I met that were divorced and had kids would sacrifice almost everything for the sake of their kids. And they really did sort of wear this martyr status or badge as a sort of badge of honor. And my argument in the column is very simple. Obviously, take care of your kids. TCB, take care of business. That's your first obligation as a parent, whether you're single or married. However, denying yourself, mom or dad, happiness, not trying to find a partner and modeling a beautiful, loving, good relationship is not good for your kids. Now, I grew up with a mom and dad that just simply adored each other. They set a model that, sadly, I haven't been able to copy, but it at least inspired me to know that real, genuine love can exist between a man and a woman. Now, when you talk about divorce or a broken home, very rarely is there such a thing as a happy divorce. So your kids have seen the two of you fighting. They may have heard one or the other disparage the other. Shock of shocks. Can you imagine such a thing? We all know that one or the other in divorces tends to be a badmouth, if not both. So the kids are learning that, is this what marriage is? And yet some moms and dads too will just devote their life and put it on hold for their kids' sake. Now, what is this teaching the kids? Number one, it's entitling them. It makes them spoiled and selfish beyond belief. Number two, they know that you just will sacrifice anything for them. And they also know that you don't put your own happiness anywhere near the status and health and welfare of them. Now, yes, your kid is sick. You cancel a date if you have it. Your kid needs you for something. Of course you need to be there. And if you're dating a really good, understanding man or woman, he or she is going to understand that, but not making any time for it. Now, there's one woman in the comments section that just got livid with me. And what was so interesting is how she projected things that were not written in the column onto me, including name calling. And I found it so reminiscent of kind of the political discourse today, when Democrats don't have a good argument, or liberals, lefties don't have a good argument, they call the other side names. They call us homophobic, all kinds of phobias, sexist, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. Dennis Prager rattles off seven of them that are the regular things. They don't take on the argument, they just call you names. Like with Obamacare, why is it, to really go off kilter here, why is it that Congress gets to exempt themselves and their staff, but not the American public? Well, I listened to a talk show today in which three Democrats were asked that question. They just dodged it. They couldn't answer it because it's so unfair. All they could say is, well, do you not want 30 million people to get insurance? What does one have to do with the other? So the same thing with being a single parent. It's not all or nothing, especially when your kids are out of baby stage. When the kids are in school, you have time. When the kids are teenagers, you have more time. They don't want to be around you, okay? And you watching over them like a hawk is not going to prevent them from doing things they maybe shouldn't do. You need to teach them the right values when they're younger. And you need to also realize, I think of kids as like a lease. You have a lease. And let's say you live to be 80 years old, which nowadays is actually not that old. And you have your kids for 20 years. In essence, you've had them for less than one quarter of your life. The rest of your life counts. So finding a good and meaningful partner will enhance your life, potentially give your children another positive adult voice in their life, depending on whether their biological mother or father is a good or even present presence. My boy's mom is not in the picture at all. So finding a partner and a woman to bring into their life brought something that they needed that I just could not provide. So that's one of the many arguments I have for not becoming a martyr in your single parent status. It's not attractive. It's not good for your kids. And I can't wait to hear what Pastor Drew and Dr. Weberman have to say about it. I'm not getting any prompts from my producer, but I think I'm out of time. Richard, am I out of time? Are we going to go to commercial? Yes. No, he says I'm going to keep on talking. He wants me to keep on talking. Okay. Well, Sherilyn Laban is not with us. I would die to speak to her right now about what's going on in Washington. Did you watch, what was the congressman's name or the senator? Oh, I'm just blanking on his name. Please. Oh, God, I want to say Daryl Issa. It's not Daryl Issa. Oh, I have just blanked, but everybody knows who I'm talking about. The congressman who did the filibuster. It was marvelous and remarkable. Nobody has drawn the parallel to Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and Jimmy Stewart's amazing performance. I can't believe the man could go for 21 hours without a bathroom break, standing the whole time, and being as coherent as he was. It was may or may not make a difference in the long run, but I think the debate is getting so much more public, and the reality cannot be ignored of the dangers of Obamacare. Now, how was that for a deft switch from the topic? You cannot accuse this show of being anything other than spontaneous. So, Richard, I don't care if Pastor Drew's there or not. He's going to be there in a minute. So let's go to commercial if you are ready, please.
Hold it in your hand, but like the wind, it covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down. Take your world spinning all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.